result of what God did for Abraham, and through Abraham, you have been blessed. How? Because the Messiah has come for me.
Amen.
Every nation on the earth has been blessed through the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Christ has come.
That's right.
And that's what he's talking about. We see this this promise referenced that is here in Galatians chapter 3 in verse 8. He talks about that, and then also in verse 16. Now to Abraham, the seed were the promise made, that not the seed, but as many, but of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. We have our salvation as a result of Christ coming, right? And we understand that that's where they get things wrong. And they
notice how the only verses that he uses are verses to support what I'm teaching. And then you just go, yeah, oh, but you know, he's wrong though. So he reads verses to support my teaching and then just says, yeah, but they're wrong. But where's his scriptural evidence that I'm wrong?
You know, the Bible's really clear on salvation. It's not based on how good you are. A lot of people think they're pretty good, you know, and yeah, they're going to get to heaven because they're pretty good. But the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. I'm not righteous, you're not righteous. And if it were our goodness that would get us into heaven, none of us would be going. Because the Bible even says in Revelation 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and sorcerers and whoremongers and idolaters, and listen to this, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone until the second death. I've lied before. Everybody's lied before. So we've all sinned, and we've done stuff worse than lying, let's face it. We all deserve hell.